Someone asked that you indicated that that people can make an adjustment mid-year to their income projection for that year if they're receiving APTC. Is there a predetermined time for making this change, or can you do it at any point in the year? And are there any limits to how many times you can make this adjustment?
You can do an adjustment at any time during the year. There are no limits to the number of adjustments that you can make, although you can imagine if people are going in every 3 weeks and saying, oh, I earned this much and I earned that much, and that things will get a little messy when you're doing the 1095A. But if someone does have a major change, like if they leave one job, get a different job, then it's definitely worth it to report the change. Also, if someone, you have a dependent on your tax return that you anticipate to be on your tax return, and then you decide with your ex-spouse that that the child's other parent is going to claim them, things like that, you should definitely report to the marketplace because it will affect your credit.
And then for when you talked about when someone misses a premium payment, and so they can either pay back that month's APTC, that full amount, or they can pay sort of their owed premium to the insurance company. And so there's a couple questions on this, but first, how late can someone essentially make that payment to the insurance company to forego that repayment of the APTC? Is there a time limit on that? And then how does the taxpayer sort of prove that they made that payment to the insurance company? What is the process for them to make that payment?
Good questions. So first, your deadline for making a payment that is considered a payment for the purpose of claiming the premium tax credit is the tax filing deadline. Now, your insurance company, they love money. So they'll take your money anytime. They may be confused as to why you're paying so late. They may have sent your account to collections, at which point it gets a little more confusing to figure out how to figure this out, but worth it if it's a difference of several hundred dollars. But technically, in order, to meet the IRS rules of when do you need to make a premium payment in order to be eligible for the premium tax credit, the rule is by the filing deadline. So you can do this on April 1st. And as far as what proof you need, you would need to get a corrected 1095A. And so that might take, that might take a few weeks for the insurance company to process that that payment. And then you call the marketplace and you get you request a corrected 1095A and go through that process. So I'm not saying that it is something that, you're gonna do in 5 minutes while someone's at the tax site. But considering that some of these APTC amounts are so large, it really is worth considering. If you have a $900 APTC payment, it is really worth investigating for the client whether they could make a relatively small, $45, $50 payment in order to avoid repaying some massive amount.
Perfect. And then for the 1095A, that column B, the second lowest cost silver plan amount that is listed there. This is, again, a two-part question. So we had a few questions on this. First, do you recommend that people, as part of your review process, look up that second lowest cost silver plan to make sure that amount is correct? Like, are there ways to sort of flag whether that second lowest cost silver plan is incorrect and you would need to correct it? And then part two of the question, if you do find an error and you correct it, and so you put in the corrected amount into the tax forms, will the IRS reject that if there is not a match, if that second lowest cost silver plan that you input into the system does not match that 1095A?
Good questions. Answering the second one first, if you enter a a second lowest cost silver plan that doesn't match what's on the 1095A, it should still go through at the IRS. There is a chance that it won't, but you know, this is where it is a little tricky, because there wouldn't have been any point of asking the marketplace to correct that, because they won't correct it. So that is what leads me to believe that the IRS is just going to accept it. If you need to make a case to the IRS, you could, you know, at that point, you could probably try to get the marketplace to issue in a correction. But I actually haven't heard about people who have trouble on that front. As far as knowing when to look up the second lowest cost silver plan, I don't think that you need to do it for every person who has an 8962. I think that that is overly cautious. However, I would say that if someone has a repayment, or if someone is just generally confused about, you know, how this all worked out, I do think it's worth looking up then. So if someone needs to repay any portion of the premium tax credit, but especially a large portion of it, this is one of the things that I'm going to check just to be sure. Because it just, you know, especially if someone is in a state that uses healthcare.gov, it is really a pretty quick and easy question to answer. So in that case, I would do it. It's a little harder if you're in one of the states that has a state-based marketplace, because they don't all have good tools for this. But I wouldn't do it for every person, but I would do it if you're trying to help a person out of a hole.
All right, and we'll take one more question. So if a couple got married during the year and they each have a separate 1095A, is that in scope, and how would you deal with that?
So it is in scope, because you would just add those two amounts. So we had the example of the parents and the child, the dependent child, who are on the same return. So this would be similar, where you would add up the 1095As. In this case, instead, they would have different second lowest cost silver plans. So you would want to look up a new second lowest cost silver plan or add those together. So there are a couple adjustments you would need to make, but, this is a case where you would see what the result is. And if they ended up owing back part of the APTC, which is definitely possible just because of the math of the APTC, in that case, you would want to consider the alternative marriage calculation. And that is out of scope, but I would still probably do the math and like pull out the worksheets and just give it a shot, because I would hate to send someone to a paid preparer who, you know, first of all, is probably not going to know how to do this, but secondly, send them to a paid preparer only to find out that it doesn't do them any good anyway to take that alternative calculation. So I always want to give it a try to see if it even works out before I send someone away. But that's just me. You know, you can call me, email me, we'll figure it out.
And I lied. I have one more very, very, very quick question. If you do need to get an amended 1095A done, so that needs to be amended and you need to get that back, would you file the return anyways, or would you wait for that to come back from the marketplace before you file the return?
So what I would do is I would wait. Because just to avoid someone getting in this cycle of getting a 12C letter and needing to respond and all of that, I would wait, but I would only wait until someone has I wouldn't wait until they get the form necessarily, because like I said, that can take a while. I would have the client, once it's resolved, I'd have the client call the marketplace, get the numbers that are on the form, like tell me what's in column A for January, tell me what's in column B for January. I would have them get those numbers, and then I would file the return. So that's what I would do. And I would assume that by the time the return is processed, that the IRS would have the correct data. The timing may not work out, but I also know that it's, you know, the longer you hold some of these returns, you know, people might not be coming back. to file them. So that's a risk too. If you want to be really cautious, you know, you can have people wait until they get the form or wait until, you know, you're getting close to the filing deadline. That's okay too. But, you know, use your judgment like you would, let's say, if you're waiting for a corrected W-2. How long do you wait before you file and just get them, you know, to not have a late penalty? So there are several considerations.